From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. After a week of attacks in Lebanon and Israel, diplomacy seems to be gathering some momentum. Still, the casualties continue to mount on both sides of the border. At least 30 Lebanese were killed in Israeli airstrikes today. 9 of those were in one family. One Israeli died when Hezbollah guerrillas fired rockets at northern Israel. In the next few minutes, we're going to hear about the diplomatic influence that Syria might have on this conflict, and we'll be hearing from Nicholas Burns, the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. First, NPR's Linda Gradstein reports that today Israeli officials met a delegation from the United Nations.
UN envoy Terje Larsson said he had a promising start in Lebanon yesterday and hopes to make similar progress in Israel.
We've had good and intensive and productive talks. The UN delegation presented some specific and concrete ideas on how to resolve the current crisis and to reach an end of hostilities. I think both parties agree that it is necessary indeed to have a political framework in order to reach a ceasefire.
Israel's Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni did not say no to a ceasefire. But Israel's generals have made it clear they are in no rush to end the military campaign. And Livni said Israel has a list of demands that must be met before Israel's bombardment of Lebanon will stop.
This must, of course, include the effective deployment of the Lebanese armed forces through the south in place of Hezbollah and the disarming of Hezbollah as a militia. And it must include a complete end to the shelling of Israeli cities. And, of course, it must include also to prevent Syria and Iran to rearm Hezbollah in the future.
And say Israeli officials, 2 Israeli soldiers captured by Hezbollah a week ago in a cross-border raid must be freed even before a ceasefire is declared. Israeli officials say the aim of the campaign in Lebanon is making sure Hezbollah can never threaten Israel again. Israeli Army spokeswoman Captain Noah Meir says Hezbollah has been hurt badly by the hundreds of Israeli airstrikes of the past week.
I think it's safe to say that we've dealt a considerable blow to Hezbollah's infrastructure, although they still clearly have operational capabilities. But at this point, we have taken out part of their rocket arsenal, we've cut off their weapon supply routes, and we've forced their leaders into hiding. So I think at this point, it's safe to say that we are able to impair their capabilities. Just today, we took out 4 weapon supply trucks transferring weapons from Syria.
But she says Hezbollah is still capable of launching rockets at Israel, and that, she says, is unacceptable. A poll published today in Israel's largest circulation daily, Yedioth Ahronot, shows that an overwhelming majority of Israelis believe the airstrikes in Lebanon are justified. 60% want Israel to continue the military pressure until Hezbollah is destroyed. Privately, Israeli military officials say they need a few more weeks to finish the job. Alexander Bly, a former government Arab affairs advisor, told Israel Television that stopping the military campaign now would be a mistake.
I think that many times in the past, a ceasefire was forced upon us. I hope that it would not happen this time. It is too early for a ceasefire. I think that this is the time for us to try and bring down Hezbollah once and for all.
But Israeli officials acknowledge they are starting to feel the diplomatic pressure for a ceasefire. And as the death toll among Lebanese civilians continues to mount, that pressure is likely to grow. Military commanders here may want a few more weeks to act in Lebanon, but Israeli officials say it's more likely they will have only a few more days. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.